trazê-los de volta e recepcionar Michael Covell, como vocês sabem, autor do livro Trend Following, How Great Traders Make Millions in Up or Down Markets, e produtor do documentário Broke, The New American Dream. Na verdade, Michael vai comentar em sua palestra sobre as características dos traders vencedores, quais são os métodos, qual a disciplina, enfim, qual o approach desses traders no mercado. Michael fez Political Science na Universidade George Mason, MBA pela Universidade da Flórida, e vai nos brindar com essa palestra agora. Michael, please, the floor is yours.
Well, thanks. Thank you, everybody, for coming this afternoon. Hopefully, having watched a bunch of the presentations so far, hopefully I will give everyone something to think about, and hopefully it'll be a tad bit controversial. I've heard a lot of people say so far that they would like to forget about 2008. I've heard about macro hedge fund strategies not doing well. And I would argue that there is a lot to be learned from 2008, but it's from the winners. It's from those that did exceptionally well in 2008. And by and large, they were macro traders. Except the distinction that I would make is they were macro traders with a very specific strategy. They were trend following traders. So I'm going to kind of lead us on a journey today to kind of talk about some of the background. I'm going to use some film excerpts and kind of lead everybody to a point where hopefully we'll have something to think about. This is a Nobel Prize winner from 2002, a gentleman named Vernon Smith. And essentially, he won his Nobel Prize in the field of behavioral economics, behavioral science. And his specialty was working in labs. So he would bring people into the lab, and he would put together essentially a market. And what he would do is he found some interesting lessons. And it was very mathematical. But he would bring people in, and he would create this artificial market. And every time people would get involved in this artificial market, they would end up creating a bubble. And the bubble would end up being 3 to 4 times the fundamental value. And then eventually, the bubble would deflate and would crash. He would repeat the experiment. And each time he repeat the experiment, they would create a second bubble. And that second bubble is usually two times that of fundamental value. And then eventually the second bubble would burst. By the time you got to creating a third bubble, they wouldn't create it. They actually would have their trading be close to fundamental value.